This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, December 23rd. Well, first of all, I want to explain to everybody, there is no volume out there. So please, please, please try not to trade. I've been watching ETF spreads and they're bad. Okay. And the reason ETF spreads are so wide is it's so illiquid out there. Okay. So if you go buy a dividend ETF, the premium you're going to have to pay to buy that over the actual stocks is quite dramatic. Now, the most significant thing today other than the economic news is the 10-year Treasury yield is 3.72. So somehow inflation expectations have started to rise a bit. But most inflation that we're seeing is in energy lately. Obviously, we have a massive freeze across the U.S. Pipes are going to be breaking all over the place, especially in the South, where they're just not insulated for this cold. And furthermore, crude oil prices are continuing to steadily rise. Now, these are big international markets, so we'll see. But it's cold in Europe. It's cold in the United States. Great for natural gas. The Biden administration will not release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve beyond December. So that should get crude oil prices rising. So that's very, very positive, okay, for our big energy bet. And energy stocks are very firm today. But again, it's totally illiquid out there, so don't worry about it. Now, we had some important economic news today. Durable goods plunged 2.1% in November, but that was because we had a big drop in transportation, a 6.3% drop in transportation orders. So when we back out the transportation orders, durable goods actually increased 0.2%. However, when we exclude defense orders, they actually fell a whopping 2.6%. So here's the truth, folks. Apparently, our military aid to Ukraine is boosting our GDP. And of course, Congress is now debating whether we're going to get more money because Lisinski was in front of Congress this week. So that's disturbing, okay? The SPR release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve accounted for the bulk of third quarter GDP growth. Our military industrial complex is obviously adding to our GDP growth. So this just shows that the government's trying to artificially keep the economy growing, but obviously the consumers are the most important part. So speaking of consumers, the Commerce Department reported today that personal spending only rose 0.1% in November. And in October, it rose a revised 0.9%. So it looks like personal spending is really cooling off here. So that's good. And the other comment I'd have is we had the Fed's favorite inflation indicator come out, the personal consumption expenditures index. Okay, so it rose only 0.1% in November. Okay. And it's running at a 5.5% annual pace, down from 6.1 in October. But the core PCE, excluding food and energy, is running at a 4.7% annual pace, down from a 5% annual pace in October. That's important because the core PCE is what the Fed watches, okay? So the Fed's favorite inflation indicator is cooling off. Personal spending is cooling off. You saw that with the decline in November retail sales. And durable goods are definitely cooling off because unless we prove a bunch more military orders, I guess our durable goods are going to fall. Now, we got a pretty shaky manufacturing sector as it is. So we're in an environment where good news is bad news. We really want to see the economy slow and the Fed to stop increasing key interest rates. But our big bets are mostly in food and energy and the shipments of all these goods. And, food prices remain stubbornly high. Energy prices will be resurging with a cold. And in the spring when demand goes up. So I'm comfortable. But I'm also disturbed that when you step back and realize just how much of the federal government's release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and Defense Department orders are important to GDP growth in America. So I find that a little disturbing, and I really want consumers to drive our economy. And there's hope there because obviously the job market's still healthy. But the bottom line, have a wonderful Christmas. If you're in the South or the Midwest where it's just brutally cold, good luck, okay? It's and for those of you in the South, please have your water dripping so your pipes don't break. And that's about it. So have a wonderful Christmas, everybody. I'll update the podcast next week during Fast Mark conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.